Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We're on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Great for Hanukkah to everybody. We're up to Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. We're up to where we said we had a stira about making a mum in the ear and making a mum in a koed, right? Being matzah him in the ear, which we said passels him for avoda. But the same kind of mum in the behema would not possible. It's too small of a mum. That's not really a mum. Right? So we say, what's the difference? So Amar Rav Chana Bar Katina Lo Kasha Kan Lichot. Here we're talking about Shechita. The tiny mum like that, a little hole in the ear, doesn't allow that you can have Shechita in your backyard. Doesn't allow it. Why? It's too small. Kan Lapsul. But to make a coin possible for the Avoda, that is small enough. What's the difference exactly? What's the difference? So we explain. I didn't explain. I said I would say. Tosfos says, really, it's a valid hole. Really, it's a valid mum. The only issue is, it's not big enough of a mum to allow the bechor should be shafted in someone's backyard. It's not nicker enough. It's too small. It's not nicker enough, right? And we were afraid if we don't do shechita here, maybe you'll think you can do shechita on also secret mums, inside the body mums. That's one pshat, he says. And he has another pshat. He says, maybe it's not big enough of a mum. However, the reason why, really, it's not a mum. Too small. So why is it called a puzzle? Because it's not zera aron anymore. It's a separate issue. Maybe not because a mum per se, the Aaron didn't have this issue. Aaron was good. You're not there. It could be a whole separate issue. There's a third shot. He says, maybe, really, really, maybe it's a tiny thing like this. It's a mum over, but it's a temporary mum. Right? Right? But the reason why you can't be a Kohen is because you're not allowed to make yourself even possibly even for a small amount of time. It'll pass. Even that you're not allowed to do. That's why they're possible, but the mum is too small. The mum is too small, and that's why it doesn't affect the bechor. Okay? Okay. Next. Amar Rav Chana Bar Katina. Oh, I said that. My Karshina. What does a Karshina mean? Amar Rav Sharivya, Hinda. It's a Hinda. Fine. It's a kind of a bean. Okay. Okay, very good. Next. Vayimine Rav Hoshea Merapuna, Rabba. Karshina ha-nechneses viyotza, bo karshina ha-omedet. How big does the hole have to be? Does the hole have to be big enough that, let's call it a rice, some kind of rice, a piece of rice. That's what I think it is. It's some kind of roundish type of vegetable or bean, right? Does the hole have to be big enough that the rice or the karshina can go in and out, slide in and out, which is a little bigger? Or is it good enough if the piece will get stuck? That's the question. Okay? Does it have to be nichnas viyotze or omedes? I stuck it in, I really can't pull it out now. Too stuck. Or no, it's gotta be big enough that I can just with ease slide it in and out. It's not much of a difference, but it's a difference. So Amalo, Zulo Shamati. I don't know the answer to that. I never heard an answer to that question. But Kiyotibo Shamati, I heard a similar answer. We're gonna go to a whole long off the beaten path now. It's not. Hashedra, spine, Bahagulgola, or skull, Shechasru, that are missing pieces. Okay? Halacha is that a spine or a shedra is metame ba'oel, but only if it's complete. How much has to be missing for ohel? How much has to be missing that it will not be matame for ohel? How much has to be missing? If it's missing two chulios, it's already not going to be matame for ohel. It's hilo omer chuliachas, one chulio. Okay? Now, ubigal golas, what about the skull? Beshame omer kimole mikadea. Beshame says the amount, what is how they translate mikadea? What? auger? I don't even know what that means in English. It's a tool. It's some kind of tool. It's the amount that will be missing if I take this tool and I bang it into a skull. Okay? It's Hill Omrim, Kadesh Yidni, you're not telling me Nachai ever made. No, it's the amount that if I would take it away, the person would die. Okay? It was a skull anyway. But if it would be alive, and I would remove this part of the skull, how much I have to remove that the person can't live anymore? Whatever that shear is, if that part is removed, the skull's no longer Matame Ba'ogel. The Yasir of Chista becoming boiling. So Rav Chista was sitting there at the following question. How much is that? What kind of shear is that? Right? How big is that? Amalei Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi. Hachi Amar Shmuel Ki Sela. Shmuel said the size of a sela. Okay? But Itmar Rav Safra Amar Shmaita Amalei. Rav Safra said he heard this from as a Shmaita. He heard it as a Memra. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Masnita Amalei. And Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, you heard it in a Braita. Okay. The Simonach, Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. In other words, use the word Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda with the word Tana, like you heard it in a Braita. That's all irrelevant. Anyway, the Amalei, Im Kain, Asitza, Divri Beishamai, Divri Beishamai, Echad. They're the same shear. Why? Beishamai said a Mikadea. Beishilal said a Sela. It's the same thing. Why? Ditnan. You hear why it's the same thing? We're going to explain now why it's the same shear. You see what we're following? Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah, Ba'ar. The halacha is, if you have a mace in a room, the mace is matame, anything in the room. What about the next room? Now matame things in the next room. What if there's a hole in between the two rooms? There's a window in between the two rooms. Then it is matame. What if there's a hole the size of a needle? Is it matame? No, it's too small. What's the shear? So, Ditnan, Ba'ar, a window, Shalom Nasib de Adam. That window's not man-made. Rashi explains a piece of it collapsed, right? The wall separated the two rooms, and part of the wall came off. It collapsed. So then it opened up the room. It opened up the two rooms. So if it's not done, if it's not man-made, Shira Mole Egrov Gadol. It's the size of a large fist. Bezeu Egrov Shal Ben Avtia. Like the fist of Ben Avtia. He was a big guy. He was a Baal Basar. He had a big fist, right? So that's the size of that's the size. Amar of Yossi, the Eshlo Kirosh Godel Sa'adam. It's like the average. It's like the it's like an adult head. The size of an adult head. That's a huge fist. The size of an adult head. Okay, that shear is big enough that the tumor will go from one room to the next. Otherwise, the tumor's not going to travel from one room to the next. That's a bit the Adam. What if it was a man-made hole, a man-made window? Then Shiruhu Kimala Mikadeach Godel Shalishka. It's like the size of a large mikadeah that was in the Beit HaMikdash. Shehu, which is kipundion haitalki, like a Italian pundion, ukisela neronis, and a sela from Nero, right? From one of those Roman sela, the yeshno kimala nekev shel ol, and it's like the hole that you use for a yoke. What do you see? The Mikadea and the Sela at the same size. Right? That's the bottom line of this whole story. Same size. How can you tell me Beishamai Beitzela are going the same thing? They say the same thing. Ishtik. You know what to answer that. Right? They know what to say back. Ishtik. What can I answer? I don't know what to answer you. But I'm a labor of Chista. No, I'll tell you the answer. Shema Mikadeach V'chisumo Shaninu. Maybe when Beishamai said the size of a mikadeah, he meant you have to like scrape it out. You have to scrape it out so that the mikadeah goes in and out with ease. It's a little bit of a bigger shear. Beit Hillel said a sela. Beishamai said a little bit bigger than that. Mikadeah, yes, a mikadeah and a sela are the same size, 100%. We just proved that. I'm not talking about a mikadeah. I'm talking about a mikadeah plus that it goes in and out with ease. Okay, Beis Hillel said a sela, right? So look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi of Amalei of Chista Shema. See the Rashi there, second to last wide line. Nekadeach tika amri Beisham v'gulgolas. When Beisham was talking about the issue of a skull, right? How much of the skull is missing? Beisham might say out of Mekadeach size. Mekadeach v'chisuso, v'chisumo shaninu. D'la'achar shenasa hachor, after you make the hole, mitzadadin at Mekadeach. You, like, move it to the side. The no-tel mitzide hanekev, and you remove the sides of the hole, umarchivin at hanekev. You make the hole wider. Kidei, shiachdas Mekadeach v'yotze v'revach. So the Mekadeach, whatever that is, some kind of instrument, can go in and out with ease. See how beautiful Rashi is? So clear. The Hainu Chisum. That's what the word Chisum means. Shenotel ma shechisim. You take what's closed. Vesosim es hanekev. Right, the hole, it's a whole closed hole. Veinamaniach lichonis hamekadeach berochav. Umekadeach v'chisuso harayoser mitzela. The Mekadeach, with its extra space, is bigger than a sela. Okay? Don't say, well, maybe this is the answer. Ella, vada mekadech v'chisimo. No, that's vada the answer. The answer is, they're not saying the same shear. Beisharai shear is a little bigger. Why? Because it includes making it easy to come out with, in and out with ease. Mattel didn't have that requirement. Okay? Now we can answer Rav Poshia's question. He asked, what's the story with the whole... what's the story with the Karshina? Right? What was the story? What was the question? Right, when we said there's a hole in the ear the size of a Karshina, does the hole have to be big enough that the Karshina can go in and out with ease or not? That was the question. Right? Right. Not only that, v'tzarech litzlos ala v'chizki avi akash. And we also can say the same thing that the v'chizki avi akash said. Okay, same issue. It's not the same issue at all, it's a similar issue. Okay, this quote is quite difficult. Ditnan, zu edis hei v'chizki avi akash of Rav Gamliel b'Yavne. This is what they said in front of Rav Gamliel and Yavne. She'amar mishem Rav Gamliel azakein, kol she'ein lo toch v'chizkeres, ein lo acharayim l'chalukah. The halacha is like this. Let's say you have a klicheres. Kli Cheres is not like any other Kli. The Tumah of a Kli Cheres is as follows. The Tumah is only, you have a cup, Kli Cheres. What if a dead person touches the back of the cup? The outside of the cup, where the liquid doesn't go. There's no Tumah. It's not Tumah. What about a metal cup? Absolutely. What about the inside of the cup? So the inside of the cup is Tumah, even if it doesn't touch the cup. Just in the airspace of the cup. What about a metal kli? There's no tumah like that. Okay? Now, what if you have a kli cheres that doesn't have a beis kibul? Okay? It's a flat board. Doesn't have a beis kibul. Now, when it comes to metal, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Doesn't make a difference. When it comes to that, the Gemara is talking about, not the Gemara, the Gemara. They're talking about a kli cheres. So we'll start again. Kol she'ein lo toch b'kli cheres. If it doesn't have a base kibul, toch means an inside. It doesn't have an inside. Ein lo achorayim b'chalukah. There's no distinction between the back and the front. Okay? Says Rashi. Ein lo achorayim b'chalukah. Rashi says, it's like 2-3 lines down where we are. She'ein achorav chalukim mitocho. There's no difference between the back and the front. In a kli cheres, there's a big difference. But if it doesn't have a key-based kibul, there's no difference. Why? De lo amrinan, we don't say, im nitma gabo nitma vitocho tahor. We don't say that. That if the outside's tamei, the outside's tamei, and the inside is tahor. Ella, im nitma gabo nitma tocho. If the outside becomes tamei, the inside becomes tamei. Oso tzad, shemishtam shenbo, the side that you're using, Kari toch is called a toch. Afalgav the ain't lo beis kibul, even though it doesn't have a beis kibul. He's still using that one side, so that's called a toch, even though it doesn't have any inside. It doesn't have a beis kibul. Okay. So nitmatocho says the Gemara. Nitmatocho, if the inside becomes tamei, nitmagabo, the outside becomes tamei also, and that'll have a ramifications regarding making more things tuma. Nitmagabo, nitmatocho. If the outside becomes tummy, the inside becomes tummy. By the way, if But in regular Kli Cheres, that's impossible. The outside can't become Tamei. Okay? We're going to change this anyway. Now, ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? Kli Cheres, betocho toli rachmana. All we care about Kli Cheres is the inside. What do you mean it's the outside became Tamei? The outside can't become Tamei. You're telling me that Loch is different because it doesn't have a base keeper? Why should that be? Right? It's le toch itamile, less le toch lo itamile. If it has a toch, it can become tame. And if not, not. The outside's irrelevant when it comes to Kli Cheres. What on earth are you talking about? Following? Here's what I meant to say. Okay, so here's what that statement meant. Kol she'ein lo toch Kli Cheres, if it doesn't have a listen to this. Kol she'ein lo toch Kli Cheres, if it doesn't have a toch by a Kli Cheres, kinegdo b'kli shatet, correspondingly to a Kli Shatef. What's a Kli Shatef? A Kli Shatef, Rashi says, look at the Rashi, Kli Shatef is a Kli Eitz, is a wooden Kli. The Ksiv, the full Kli Eitz, you shoot up for Mayim. Okay? In other words, we're not talking about a Kli Cheres. We're talking about a Kli Shatef. Kli Shatef has different rules. Kli Shatef has the exact opposite rules, right? Anyway, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avin, Hachi ka Amar, Kol She'ein Lo Toch, it doesn't have a toch, b'kli cheres, kinegdo b'kli shetef. In other words, a kli shetef doesn't have a toch, just like sometimes a kli cheres doesn't have a toch. What are we talking about? We're talking about a kli shetef. In words of the answer, what is sticking in kli cheres for? Huh? Well, no, kli cheres. We're not talking about a kli cheres. We're talking about a kli shetef. Just like some Kli Cheres don't have a toch. What would the halacha be on a Kli Shetef that didn't have a toch? Okay? The Gemara is going to ask, what are you mentioning Kli Cheres for? Just say, what's the din by a Kli Shetef? What are you sticking in Kli Cheres for? Right? You have a Kli Shetef. What would the din be by a Kli Cheres? And then we'll see what the din by a Kli Shetef. Okay, that's just a roundabout way to say the question. Anyway, Ein lo acharayim lechaluka. There's no difference. There's no difference. This makes a lot of sense. Nitma tocho, nitma gabo. If the inside is tummy, the outside is tummy. Nitma gabo, nitma tocho. If the outside is tummy, the inside is tummy. Why? Because Kli Shetef, that's how they operate. There's only Kli Cheres is there a difference between the inside and the outside. There's no difference by any other Kli. Good? Lamali l'messiah b'Kli Cheres. Then why do you have to even mention Kli Cheres? The Shiloh is not about a Kli Cheres. He was discussing Kli Shetef. What are you sticking in Kli Cheres for? Lemele, just say like this. Nema, kol she'ein lo toch Kli Shetef, ein lo achayin l'chalukah. If it doesn't have a toch, by Kli Shetef, there's no difference. The Gemara says, hakamash malon. The Chiddush is like this. Diyesh lo toch. What if it does have a toch? What if a Kli Shetef does have a toch? Harehu Kli Cheres. It has the din of a Kli Cheres, which means, ma Kli Cheres netamei tocho nitma gabo, just by a Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres, nitma tocho nitma gabo, right? Nitma tocho nitma gabo. If the inside becomes tame, the outside becomes tame. And that's not even true, right? We're gonna say in a minute what this means. Now, you see where the next few words are? The next six words are crossed out, and it should say nitma gabo lo nitma tocho. If the outside is tame, the inside does not become tame. Right? 1 minute. Ah, so too Kli Shetef. So too Kli Shetef. Nitma tocho nitma gabo. Now the next six words are crossed out, and it should say nitma gabo lo nitma tocho. Okay? That doesn't make any sense at all. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Bish, lama Kli Cheres, gole v'erach mana tocho. By the Kli Cheres, such a thing as a toch. Ela, Kli Shetef, me gole v'erach mana tocho. By a Kli Shetef, is there any difference between inside and outside? What are you talking about? The Gemara says, Iba tumador raisa hachanami. By tumador raisa, you're right. Hacha, v'mayeskinon, v'tumas mashke d'rabanon. We're talking about tumas mashke, which is only d'rabanon. Look at the Rashi of hacha v'mayeskinon. v'yesh lo toch. If it has a toch, nit magabo, lo nit matocho. If the outside becomes tame, the inside does not become tame. 1 minute. V'ein lo toch, and if it doesn't have a toch, it's ruchash me'inon. Nit matocho, nit magabo, nit magabo, nit matocho. So when the Rabbanon kli shidu achor mashkin tameyin. We're talking about Tumah d'Rabbanon. Tumah d'Rabbanon, what's Tumah d'Rabbanon? Tumah d'Rabbanon is liquid. There are no liquids that are Tumah d'Oraisa except for spit and urine, any bodily fluids of a Zav or a Zava. But otherwise, there's no Tumah by orange juice. There's no such thing. Orange juice can't become Tumah. But we were afraid, if orange juice is not Tumah, people will think that the urine of a Zav is also not Tumah, liquid. That's not true. So to be Machmir, we made a Tumah d'Rabbanon on Mashkin. However, when they made that Tumah d'Rabbanon on Mashkin, they didn't want to be so machmir, so they patterned it after Kli Cheres, and outside will not become Tameh. Why'd they do that? So, Ditnan, Kli Shenitma Achorav B'Mashkin, if a Kli touches the outside, if liquid, Tumah liquid, touches the outside of a Kli, Achorav Tameyin, the outside becomes Tameh. Tocho, the inside, agano, the handle, osno, the rim, osno, a handle, yodav, a different kind of handle, tahorid, they're all tar. Nitma tocho, but if the inside becomes tameh, then kulo tameh, then everything becomes tameh. Why? The midaraisa ain't all come a tameh kli. Midaraisa, you can't have food becoming a tameh kli. Then mashkim a tameh kli. You can't have liquid becoming a tameh kli. But the rabbanu hutigazim isha mashke zav vizava. The rabbanu made a deira because of zav and zava. Whose liquids, whose urine does become tameh. Hilkach, shavu rabbanon ketumah de kli cheres. They made it like the tumah of a kli cheres. Lo shavu rabbanon ketumah de araisa de rafshei. But they didn't make it like a kli itself. In other words, when they made up this new tumah now, tumah de rabbanon by liquid, they patterned it after a kli cheres. They didn't pattern it after a metal kli. Why? Why did you do that? Of the rabbanon hakeira, the rabbanon wanted to make a distinction. Ki hechi de lo lisrof olea truma. Kachim. They didn't want anyone to burn Truma and Kachim on the mistaken belief that Tumah d'Rabbanon here is in play. Rashi, to look at the Rashi. Only Chulim. In other words, this is not really Tumah's Kachim. Why? Because it's not really Tumah d'Araita. It's only Tumah d'Rabbanon. They didn't want it to be so severe that you're going to start burning Truma and Kachim on the belief that it's Tameh. Therefore, they patterned it. They made a new gzeira here, a gzeira of Tumas Mashkin d'Rabbanon. So they tempered it a little by saying it's only going to be like the rules of Kilcheres, which are much more makel, because the outside doesn't become Tameh. Since they were so machmer now, they made up a whole new gzeira of Tumas Mashkin. They were a little bit makel, and it only applies like the Kilcheres applied, which is what? Not outside. That's what this whole thing is talking about. Okay? Now the Gemara asks, wait a minute. Ihachi, if that's true, ain lo toch, nami lever le nami akeira. If it doesn't have a clique, if it doesn't have a toch, nami li eved, nami akeira. Why don't you make a hecker? What does that mean? What? Why by a clique cheres? Why, if it doesn't have a toch, are we also machmir? It's also be makel. The Gemara answers, how many hackers do we have to make? How many kulos are we giving you? Kivon da avdua keira v'yesh lo toch, yudua de'ein lo toch, d'rabbanon. Everybody will know. That much of a kula we're not going to make. De'ein lo toch, v'klichetesh, de'ein lo toch, v'klichetesh, d'araisa, v'arakibule tumahu? Wait a minute. A klichetesh that doesn't have any toch, is that even d'oraisa? We always call pshutei kliyot. Pshutei kliyot can't. But Rashi said that kli shetef means a kliyot. A kliyot can't become tameh if it doesn't have a base kibul. Why not? Dumi is a sack be eaten. Has to be comparable to a sack. Ma sack metalta moly v'reikon. A sack can be used full or empty. Af kol metaltel moly v'reikon. So too, anything that can be used full or empty. Exactly. So why is it tameh? The Gemara answers, "V'hanach dechazu l'midrasos." That's true. That's only true if they're usable to sit on. What does that mean? Says Tosfos. Avol shar pshutei kli eitz tahorin. Right. But other pshutei kli eitz are going to be other than like a chair. A wooden chair. A wooden chair. Is that on a Beit Kibul? No, it doesn't. Can you sit on it? Yes, it does. That's the kind of kli that we're talking about. What? No. Ihachi cheres nami. What about cheres? Why don't we say the same thing by cheres? That what? That a cheres that you sit on should become tame. The Gemara answers no. Ain't midrash li cheres. No, nobody sits on the cheres. They're going to break them. Okay. Good. Okay. What? Oh my goodness, that was so hard. Now, we had a question earlier. The question was that the shear, listen to this, Simcha. The question was that the shear of Beishami and Beitil seems to be the same. It seems to be both a sela and a makadeach at the same size. So we gave one answer. One answer was that the Beishami holds you make it a little bigger. Papa, I'm a different answer. No, makadeach gadol shaninu. That was talking about a large mikadeach, right? Michlal, the mikadeach stam, zutra nami mikisela. A regular mikadeach is smaller than a sela. As the first answer, Beishamai Shir was bigger, now Beishamai Shir is smaller. Okay? Beishamai Shir is smaller. Hanich ala Rav Meir. El Rabbanon Mayik ala Rav Meir. Thank you. That's only good according to Rav Meir. What about the Rabbanon? What do you say to Rabbanon? What are we talking about? What kind of mekadeach are we talking about? Rabbi Shammai said the shear is for the skull. The cotton shall rope him. A small one what the doctors use. The mayor. The chamomrim. The gadol shall lishka. The big one, like in the Beit HaMikdash. Right? So according to the chachamim, the shear of the mekadeach is a big shear. And we said it's the same size as Selah. So we're still back to square one, same size. The Gemara says, wait a minute, Olur Meir Minicha, and of course, Meir is not a kasha. Havale Kabikule Beishamai, Bikur Beitilo. Now Beishamai is more makel, right? And it's not on the list. Beishamai is more makel. Tanan, 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 Delo Tanan, Lo Tanan. We have a list. Whatever's on that list, Beishamai is more makel, and what's not on the list, not on the list. If it's not on the list, Amar of Nachman, there's three stages. Selah Niron is Chaninu. That's a seller from Nero. That seller from Nero is kimikadeach gadol. Seller stam zutra mikadeach stam. But a seller stam is smaller than a mikadeach stam. So there are three levels. There's a big mikadeach, the mikadeach of the rofim, and then a small one. So Beishamai was talking about one, and Beitilah was talking about a different seller. Beishamai was talking about the small one, and Beitilah was talking about a bigger seller. So they're not the same shear at all. Okay, that was brutally hard Gemara. Next, ready? Okay, ready? Next, haris shel ayin, the eyelid, the ris of an eye, which is an eyelid, shenike, that got a hole in it, shenifka, that got punctured, shenistak, that got ripped, hare, the eino, dak, or let's say you have some kind of cataract in the eye, the animal has a cataract, havlul, Chalazon nachash, or that has some kind of some cloudy something in there that either looks like a chalazon or it looks like a nachash, a snake. Ezu tavul, what does tavul mean? It means halavon haposeg besira, the white leaves the pupil, v'nichnas b'shachar, and goes into the black part of the eye, which is called the iris. What? Right. But Shachar nichnas b'lavan einamun. But if some of the black makes starts to drip out into the white, that's not a mun. Okay. Right. Nothing to do with science. It's a mun. So the white going into the black is a mun. The black going into the white is not a mun. What's the difference? I'm not sure. Now, my ritz, what's a... What? I don't know what the issue is. My ritz, what's a ritz? I'm a papa, two rabbara de ina. The island, dak tavlol, tana rabbanan. Dak b'shuka, if the cataract is sunken, harei ze mum. That's a mum. Tough, but if it's floating, ain't a mum. That's not a mum. Raised. I have a tanya ipcha. We're going to the opposite. Low kasha. Tana kasha. Ha. When we say sunken, that's b'shachar. That's in the black part. Ha. When we say it's the raised, the lovin. That's in the white part. So he says, wait a minute. But ain't mum in the lovin. But there can't be a mum in the lovin. How do you know there can't be a mum in the lovin? It's a tradition we're going to have in a few minutes. The one is, El, you're right. Ha beduk lovin. Ha beduk shachar. One is talking about when we said that this film is not considered a mum when it's mashuka, that's beduk lovin, when the film is white. And when we say it is a mum, it's when it's black. Dama rabba rabba chana, tzachli avoshia de medusha, dark shachar mashuka. A dark film that's sunk in black, hareiz a mum. Tzaf ain't a mum. But if it's raised, it's not a mum. Dark lovin, mashuka ain't a mum. Tzaf hareiz a mum. The simanach and the simon to know the difference is barka. What's barka? White? I don't know what this means. Something shiny, which is tzaf and lovin. So tzaf and lovin are the mums. That's a mum. But if it's shachor, shu tzaf, that's not a mum. Next. Chilazon nachash va'atav. Iboy lehu. Chilazon hu nachash? Is the chilazon the same thing as a nachash? O dilma chilazon o nachash? But the Mishnah said if there's something in the eye that looks like an animal, chilazon nachash. Did it mean either or it's the same thing? Tashma, dam rabba rabba chana, tzachli ob yachanan ben elazar, zakin echad ha yabishchunotenu. There was once an old man in our neighborhood, Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi Lekunya Shmo. His name was Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi Lekunya. He was an unbelievable Gadol Hadar. I never even went in front of him. He was such a Gadol Hadar. You don't walk in front of people like that. Habachas, the Vartil Lefanav wanted to happen to be there. Amali, shave, Bini, shave, come sit down. Chilazon zeh mum, literally tells me. Chilazon zeh mum kavua, lishchor olam. A chilazon, you want to hear, go to the Gadol Hadar, you want to hear words of wisdom? Well, the chilazon in the eye, that's going to be a valid mum, right? And this is the same thing as the Nachash. The Chacham said the same thing. Even though we have a halacha, you can't paskin a mum on your own. What's he doing telling this guy what a mum is? He can't paskin a mum. The answer is not paskin. Ella, more halacha, Talmidim. He's just teaching Torah. Right? But Talmidim more in law, and Talmidim can teach back to him. Now, I thought, Vamarav. Abba Amar Avuna Kol Tamal Chacham Shemora Halacha Uba. You can't tell. You can't teach halachas by yourself. In other words, Im Kodem Maisa Amra Shomilo V'im Lab Ain Shomilo. In other words, the halacha is like this: you want to say a chiddush, you can't say a chiddush based on a story. In other words, a woman comes to you with a chicken, and you have an unbelievable chiddush based on what she came to you. That's not proper. If you paskin it already in the abstract, and then the woman came, then you're not paskining based on a new story. You paskin it already. Now the story happened afterwards. Say if the story happens first, you can't paskin it. But if the story happens afterwards, you can. So here, he seems to be paskining after the fact. Right? It seems like it's after the fact. So the Gemara says, no, it was before the fact. Okay? Ezu tavlo love and apostik es asira. Mastis and Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? The answer is Rabbi Yossi. Titania, love and vishivinichnat, vishachar, shachar vinichnat, love and I raise a mum, they were a mayor. Rabbi said, if the black goes into the white, if the white goes into the black, that's a mum. Rabbi Yossi Omar, love and vinichnat, shachar, raise a mum. Shachar vinichnat, love and ain't a mum. Ain't mum in beloved. There's no mum by the white. I'm around my time with Rabbi Yossi. Why? Listen to this reason why. The chsiv, it says, Yatza Mechelev Einamo. Yatza Mechelev Einamo. That talks about that a Russia who goes out to do bad, he goes out because of the Shuman, the fat, the Taiva. Right? Tarba De'ena Ikri. It's called the fat of the eye. Einamo Stama Lo Ikri. But it's not called the eye itself. Vermeer, my timer. Why does Vermeer hold that both are true? Lashon Tavol. Let's say Naim. What's the difference? What kind of pasuk is that? If pasuk in Tehillim is Gezidia Halachas about Mumin. That's the pasuk about Musar. Here, mixed up. The black is mixed up with the white. The white is mixed up with the black. What's the difference? Which one's up with which? It's all Mums. He has the pasuk in Tehillim. Only the black is a Mum, not the white. Why? That's only where the Shuman considered the fat part of the eye. Kind of leave it at that. Okay, so it's a machlokas. Next. Chur, has this next word? Chavarvar. Chavarvar is like white spots, white flecks. The amayim hakavuin, and water tears that are kavua. Ezu chavarvar hakavua, kol shesha shmonim yom. You wait 80 days to see if that mum's going away. You check three times during those 80 days. What's mayim kavuin? It means tears. So you can't, doesn't stop crying. Achalach, right. So achalach v'yavesh shel geshamim, if it ate wet or dry feed from the rainwater, or lach v'yavesh shel shlachim, or wet or dry from the irrigation, o achal yavesh achalach, ain't a mum. That's not a mum. Why? Why is it not a mum? Because you never tried to get rid of the mum by eating the right remedy. Ad she'achal halach, v'achachach yavesh. The way to get rid of that tear duct issue is to eat lach, wet, moist grass, and followed by dry grass. Unless until you did that, not necessarily a mum. That's the remedy. If you do that and it still doesn't help, then you have a valid mum. Then you have a bona fide mum. Masnis and Mani, who's the author of Mishnah? Rabbi Yehudi. The Tanya, Chavarvar, this white thing, Kavua, Arbor Miyom, 40 days. Umayim HaKavum, Shmonim Miyom, Divur Meir. We didn't say that. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Chavarvar, Shmonim Miyom, 80 days. Ve'elahein Mayim HaKavuin, what's Mayim HaKavuin? Och Alach, V'yavesh, Shalbet HaShlachin, O Shiyachal Yavesh, Ve'achach Alach, Ein Mom, Ad Shiyachal Yavesh, Ve'achach Alach, Ve'esh Negevah Chadashim. You have to wait 3 months. Ay, V'atarvayu, Tinyanu, Och Alach, V'yavesh, Shal Geshamim, Lach, V'yavesh, Shalbet HaShlachim. What's that question? Och Alach, V'yavesh, Shal Geshamim, Lach, V'yavesh, Shalbet HaShlachin. Right? Why don't we mention also Lach V'yavesh Al Sadeh Gesham is not a mum? So I'm going to tell you why. Kazuri Maxim of Achitani. It's missing words. Acha Lach V'yavesh Al Gesham is not a mum. Beit HaShlachin Eino Mum. Udi Gesham is Nami. Acha Yavesh V'yachach Acha Lach Eino Mum Ad Shiyachal Yavesh Acha Halach V'yash No Gimel Chadashim. 1 more minute. Eini, is that true? V'atanya V'idi V'arabin Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashin Adar Nitzan Lach El Tishrei Yavesh, which is 4 months. Which is only 3 months. 1.5 months and 1.5 months is 3 months. The bottom line is, unless you eat the way you're supposed to eat, lach and yavesh, you're not going to know if it's a mum or not, because you never tried the remedy. You try the remedy and it doesn't work, you have yourself a bona fide mum. I will stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.